Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We've spoken all week about paying attention to the signs that you get in life. And on Tuesday, we talked about the signs that you get from your body. And the bottom line is your body sends you signals when your health is out of balance. If you're not feeling right, chances are there's something that's not right with your health. And so do something about it. You know, I touched on the point that when your car, when the light comes on in your car, the check engine light comes on in your car, you bring it to a mechanic because you don't want to get stuck on the road. You can buy a new car. You can't buy a new body. When something is, when you get a sign from your body that something isn't right, take action and do something about it. Go to a health professional, but it's important that you listen to the signals that you're getting. On Wednesday, we talked about justification, and we brought up the point that people come up with all kinds of reasons to justify their actions or inactions of themselves and of other people. And the example I gave is if you have a friend who has a few dates and then a week goes by without a return phone call, it's a clear sign that whoever they're dating really maybe isn't interested in them anymore. So stop trying to justify the why and accept the facts. You know, if the same thing is true at work, if you haven't gotten a raise and other people have and you haven't got promoted and you've watched people around you get promoted, okay, maybe that's a sign. Ask somebody why, and if you don't get an acceptable answer, it's time to start looking for other opportunities. So look at that fine line between justification and excuses. So stop justifying, see the developments as a sign, and move forward with your life. Yesterday, we got into the idea that if things don't feel right, they probably aren't. And so you want to take that as a sign. Realize that there is a more powerful tool you have than your conscious mind. And that tool is your subconscious mind. And it has ways of letting you know when things are right and when things are not right. So tune into that. Go with your instincts. Very often, they're going to be right. We're not saying go with your instincts and ignore everything else, but in conjunction with your conscious mind, use your subconscious mind to help you make decisions, to help you guide your life. It's so powerful, and if you can tune into it, good things happen. So often, we find ourselves going through the daily motions in life. Why not use this as an opportunity to wake up and stop justifying and start tuning into the signals that you get each day? Just pay attention to what's around you. And remember, if things don't feel right, they probably aren't. Trust your feelings. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link. It's joelbrookman.com. And from there, they can get to other links to iTunes on Stitcher or Stitcher to pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today and for this weekend, start to pay attention to the signs that you get.